Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 27 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the tea-sipping books sniffing, tree-hugging creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and of course, Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com. And if you think shit is a bad word and it offends you, this is not an episode that you should be listening to, because I'm going to say it a lot. And this is the very last episode I will be doing in my 30s. Wah! I'm almost 40. I will be 40 this weekend. And as big of a number as that seems, I have to say that I am so happy to be reaching this milestone with a solid sense of self-awareness, mental health, which is very important, and spiritual alignment. I am definitely still a work in progress, as you can probably tell if you've been listening to my show for a while, but we all are works in progress. If we're here on the planet, we still have work to do. But I have a kind of faith in myself now and a trust in the universe that makes moving forward a much less scary proposition than it was even a few years ago. And that is really on theme with what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about how you can, by doing the work, the psycho-spiritual work that helps to develop a clearer awareness and a stronger sense of self and being in alignment with your soul, your true self or your higher self, by doing that work, you are empowering yourself to have the wherewithal to make better choices. Choices that shape your reality and how you show up in the world, especially when shit happens. Because you want to know what? Shit happens. It happens to everyone. It happens to the best of it, us, and it is largely non-discriminating. Of course, the choices you make will determine how often shit happens, but even those of us who are making excellent choices and living a spiritually congruent life will step in it every now and again. Except for you. I'm sure you're the exception to this rule, right? Just kidding. We all step in shit every once in a while. And one example that comes to mind is Oprah Winfrey, who I talk about from time to time because I love Oprah. And love her or hate her, you have to admit Oprah is a person who has been on a dedicated psycho-spiritual path for decades now, and she has achieved a lot in terms of not only the material wealth or fame she's accumulated, which is obvious, but also in terms of healing the hurts of her past, which are significant, confronting her demons, which were also significant, and getting into alignment with her soul's purpose. But still, after all the years of doing that work and sharing that work with us, it wasn't enough to safeguard her from the very unfortunate incident that took place in the school for girls that she started in Africa, however many years ago. She poured an enormous amount of energy, money, and time, all her best resources, into making sure that this girls' school would be the most empowering, liberating, and soul-fortifying educational experience on the planet, and she made sure that state-of-the-art security systems were put into place and that no men were allowed onto the premises after hours. And still, despite her best efforts, one of the employees at the school, a teacher, I believe, and a woman, was caught molesting some of the girls, which must have been quite the shock considering Oprah has sexual abuse in her past, has dealt with it in a very public way, and probably thought that she'd finally laid that all to rest. But here was again, in a new form, wreaking havoc on her life, and the lives of the girls she had promised to power and protect. And I don't even think that was random. I don't think that was like random shit, as in shit happens and it just happened to land on her that day. I think that the universe knew exactly what it was doing. It was, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, giving her the opportunity to revisit that old pain and shame from a new paradigm and to approach it from the position of authority as a healer and a catalyst. She got those girls the help they needed to recover and apologize to their families. The perpetrator was turned over to the authorities, and the school carried on, head held high, despite the bad press. So I think I see that as an opportunity for her to heal all of that old trauma on an even deeper level and from an empowered and an empowering position. So I think sometimes shit happens as kind of a blessing in disguise, and it may just happen randomly, too. Bad things happen to good people. They just do. And I know that this crowd could totally go off on how using words like bad and good are judgment statements, and how nothing that happens is really bad and everyone is really good, or not even good. We're all just neutral. But I'm not trying to get into spiritual semantics like that right now. We can do that for another show, positive versus negative and the non-judgmental neutrality of the universe. I'm not going there today. I'm just trying to say that life will sometimes, whether you feel you deserve it or not, hand you lemons. And the better you know yourself, the better equipped you will be to make lemonade. And when I say know yourself, I mean know yourself, as in that ancient Greek aphorism to know thyself. And, you know, really, we all think we know ourselves, especially when we're young. And when we're young, many of us think we know everything. I definitely did. But the older you get and the further you travel down the path of life, the more you start to find yourself doing things that do not serve your highest good, things that leave you scratching your head going, why in the world did I just say that? What possessed me to do that? And you'll find if you stick with observations like that for very long that certain patterns begin to emerge. And you seem to fuck up in the same ways over and over and over again. And you finally decide one day that you're sick of your own shit and you decide to take it to the mat and to do some inner investigation. And some of us choose to approach that work with the help of a psychologist. Some of us turn to self-help books, spirituality. Some of us do a little bit of everything, shadow work, mirror work, archetypal map, nap, blah, blah. Archetypal mapping. You name it, to get to the point where we feel like we finally know ourselves on a deeper level and can make decisions from a more aware, less reactive place inside. And you want to know a little secret? This month has not been the best for me. Seriously, so many crazy, stressful things went down, and in the last week alone, a major, huge wrench was thrown into my plans, a wrench that will cost me a couple $1,000s that I don't have yet, and a whole lot of time to pull loose, and it's the kind of wrench that would have made me doing one of two, it would have had me doing one of two things in the past, either escalating things into a full-scale, hyper-melodramatic, sustained panic attack that was kind of like a whirlwind that sucked anybody in my path into it with me, or sticking my head in the sands of denial and pretending like nothing was happening while, in the meanwhile, everything just kept getting worse and worse. But this time I realized that I don't need to catastrophize the situation. I don't need to see it as being a reflection of my inherent worth or even a reflection of the state of my life as I turned 40, which, to be honest, I was a little bit tempted to do. It would have been all too easy to sink into the whole defeatist attitude of, see, I'm a loser. I knew it. Look how hard I've tried to get my life together. Look how far I've come, and now I'm turning 40 with this hanging over my head. This is a huge setback, and I will never get it together. I still have that voice yakking away inside my head. But now, thank God, I recognize it as the fearful, shame-based voice of my inner victim. And the victim is an archetype that I have done a lot of work with. And for those of you who don't know what I mean by archetype or what it means to do work with your archetypes, don't worry. I am devoting the entire month of October to that theme, so there will be plenty of time to explore that. I'm doing 4 weeks on that subject because I'm actually... Some of you have been asking me about this, too, because it's been a long time in the coming. I am launching, finally, the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year program, which is very exciting. And psycho-spiritual just means psychology and spirituality coming together. And it's just going to be a really fun year of going through the Wheel of the Year and pausing every 6 weeks to take stock of our lives and to do a little bit of this internal work that I'm talking about. So hopefully 2014 will kick ass for all of us and we can do it together. But I'm actually kicking it off in October, and the first little module will be for Halloween or Samhain. But anyway, wow, that was a huge tangent. Do you notice I do that a lot? And now I'm going off on a tangent on my tangent. I go off on these, like, woo, these diversions, and then I'm like, wait a minute, where was I? I have a hard time getting back on the main track. But anyway, I was able, thanks to the work I have done spiritually and psychologically, I was able to recognize that voice that I was talking about, the freak out voice about turning 40 and yada, yada, yada. I was able to recognize that as the voice of fear and to call forth the stronger, more action-oriented voice of my inner warrior. And the warrior understands that shit happens. Wounds are inflicted, loss is had, but time marches on, and the warrior insists on marching on with it. And maybe that'll make more sense at the end of next month after I get into archetypes. But my mind just went there. I'm excited to get to talk about all of that stuff. So tune in next Tuesday when we'll talk about the first archetype in this little series that I'm doing. I posted a quote this morning on my Facebook page because, you know, talking about stepping in shit and how you have a choice at that point. It was on my mind, and I've been working, you know, with this book, Sacred Contracts, by Carolyn Mace for a while, and I had highlighted this passage, and I just thought it would be good to share this morning in light of what I'm talking about today. And it goes like this. The laws of the universe, such as cause and effect and magnetic attraction, apply equally to all. We actually embody the laws of the universe whenever we exercise our power of choice. I make a choice, and it has a consequence, regardless of who I am. Yet I can influence the quality of consequence if I am mindful in my intention. So basically, in a couple of sentences, Carolyn Mace just eloquently said what I have been trying to explain to you here for the last 15 minutes. If you can make your choices consciously, you can shape your reality. And when shit happens, and it's going to happen regardless of who you are, you want to have done some psycho-spiritual work so that you can make those choices from a calm, centered place of what is going to serve my highest good, what is the best decision to make, instead of letting, you know, your old patterns, your old fears, your anger, letting it run you and just making knee-jerk choices that you end up regretting later, and then more shit happens. And Carolyn Mace actually said that in regards to working with archetypes specifically, but I can see how it can apply to any kind of an internal work that you have done to better know thyself. It's about having the awareness to know yourself well enough to know what your triggers are. And I can guarantee you this, when shit happens, there is a high likelihood that it's happening for a reason, like in the case that I was saying with Oprah, and so it's going to trigger you. So you need to be aware of your reactions and hopefully catch yourself before you have one, before you get triggered into an unconscious reaction. It's about having the awareness to know yourself well enough to know when you're falling into old, unproductive patterns of behavior or when you're reacting out of fear or anger so that you can make a better choice. And it is in making a better choice that you make a better future. Cause and effect. Law of attraction. Like attracts like. Make a better choice and you choose a better reality. It is as simple as that. So when shit literally happens, like I'm talking literal shit, let's use that as a metaphor since that's what I named this episode. When shit literally happens, you have a few choices in how you can deal with it. You can throw a temper tantrum or act really freaked out in the hopes that someone else will deal with it. You can ignore it, walk around it, maybe put a little napkin over it and pretend it doesn't exist until it finally stinks so bad you feel compelled to clean it up. Or you can clean it up right away, out of sight, out of mind. And there are myriad ways that you can do that. You can do that in the spirit of the martyr or in the spirit of blame. Oh, woe is me. I'm always cleaning up other people's shit. You can do it with a sense of humor. Oh, shit. That's a saying from around here. My son actually said that once, and it kind of stuck, and it's gotten very exaggerated. Oh, shit. So that happened. You know, you can make a joke of it. Or you can even take it a step further than just cleaning it up, and you can turn it into something useful, like fertilizer, from which something nourishing and life-sustaining can grow. And I'm going to take an example from my own life here. And I do this not to be self-depreciating, because I noticed I've been doing that a lot lately. I had a couple of like, woo, kooky weeks, and I was sharing that with you all. But I like to do that because I never want anybody to think that I'm doling out advice that is meant for anyone other than myself. This is a process for me, too, and I've done a lot of work. I've read a lot of books. I've seen my therapist, and I have some really cool tips and tricks for creating the kick-ass life of your dreams and for getting over these challenges in a way that is fulfilling and empowering. But I still have to put all of this into practice for myself. So I like to share my challenges with you all as an example, so I'm not just acting like some guru on a cushion. I could do that. I'm a pretty good actress. I could do that, but it wouldn't be true and it wouldn't be authentic. So I am going to share an example from my own life. 7 years ago, I got into credit card debt. And it wasn't a lot because I had bad credit, so I wasn't even given. I had bad credit because I had never had a credit card before in my life, and I prided myself on having no credit, basically. But I got talked into it, which is totally my fault. Talked into getting a credit card, finally. My husband thought it was crazy that I did not have credit cards, and so he got me one on in his name. And then, of course, once you have one credit card, the offers start coming for more. It didn't take long before I got into credit card debt. And I started to try to pay it off, and I paid some off, and some I tried to make payments on, and my interest rate kept going up to 32%. And then once it went up to 32%, something called a universal law, I'm forgetting what it's called, kicked into effect, and all of my interest rates went up to 32%. So some of them totally went unpaid, and they got bought by, like, other creditors, you know. So many generations in, like, I would be getting creditor notices from people who had bought my debt from, like, way back when. And then one day, and this wasn't even that long ago, I went into my bank account, and there was a freeze on my money in my bank account, my main bank account that I live off of, that I buy groceries off of, that I put any money that I make through my business through. And come to find out, there was a court order on my bank account from a creditor who had bought my debt, which was very, very small, in the hundreds. They had bought my debt, and then it had been bought five times. It had been five generations bought in by the time they got a hold of me. So I owed them thousands of dollars because it had been jacked up and bought and sold so many times. And they were going to freeze my bank account until I paid it off in full, and they would not allow me to make payments. And it was all legal and through the Los Angeles court system, so I had absolutely no choice but to deal with it. And I say I had no choice, and I'm sitting here telling you, you always have a choice. And I did. I had a choice in how I was going to react to it. And the reason my life was, you know, so chaotic before, back when I got into this debt, and years even before that, is because I was a person. One of the big reasons is I was a person that avoided things. I just avoided everything. Like, and that was tied up to me being agoraphobic. I avoided people. I avoided social situations. I avoided credit card debt. I just avoided everything. And it, like, would give me a sense of relief in the moment. But then, you know, more trouble would pile up and pile up and eventually come back to find me, just like what happened with what I'm telling you with this debt. And so I actually had done enough work. I had already, you know, this was past the date of me getting diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and past me working with a therapist and all of that. And so I knew that I had a choice. I knew myself well enough that I could go into those old modes of behavior. I could freak out and call all my family screaming and crying in hopes, I guess, subconsciously that they would bail me out, or I could just avoid it. I don't know how I would buy groceries, but I don't know, maybe I could have gone and opened up like a secret account somewhere, or I could see it as a gift from the universe and being shit, the shit that happens as a blessing in disguise, and that this was the opportunity to finally confront some old fears I had. Very, very afraid of anything to do with any kind of institution or money or creditors, any kind of authority. Those are people that I would avoid like plague. I would even avoid my son's school sometimes when they would call. I just always had this sense of, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. And that goes way back to my childhood. And this would be one of those situations that would trigger that fear of, I'm in trouble. But instead, I actually was able to thank the universe for giving me this opportunity and see it as an opportunity to step into my warrior and to own up and to do all the hard things, go to the bank, go to the court, call the creditor, work it out, pay off my debt, face my responsibilities. And I can tell you, it wasn't a fraction as scary as I thought it was going to be. It was just shit happens. It was just one of those moments. And my husband even said that to me when I was in a moment of like, oh, why is this happening to me? He's like, I think this just happens to people sometimes, you know, like this is just life. And it's true. Shit happens. And sometimes it happens for a reason. And so I was very grateful. I was mindful of the fact that if this had happened at any other time in my life, I would have just catastrophized it, made a huge disaster of the situation, made it so much worse, and made it about me. It would have brought up all my shame and all my fear, and I'm a loser, and I'm a bad person, and yada, yada, yada. But instead, I was just able to be like, oh, okay, this is an opportunity to deal with it and to move forward. And I was able to use it as like fertilizer for a new flower to grow out of, a more empowered Joanna that can actually pick up the phone and call a creditor or drive downtown and go to the courthouse. Amazing. I know that's something that all grown-ups should be able to do, but I was not able to do that for most of my adult life. And that is a good example of shit happening. shit happens. And, you know, you have choices beyond the actions you take or even before the actions you take. You have a choice in the story you tell yourself about the shit happening. You know, what it means. Your cat shit on the floor, literally. Like, what does that mean to you? Does it mean you need to get rid of your cat because cats are filthy animals? Does it mean that your cat had an accident and maybe they're sick, you need to take it to the doctor? Does it mean sometimes cats shit on the floor, but you love your cat so much that you're willing to take care of your cat because he takes care of you so much? I don't know why I'm going there. I have a cat sitting on my feet literally right now and vibrating my toes because he's purring. And we're talking about shit. So somehow my mind went on cat shit. But it's about the story you tell yourself about what's happening, you know. I could have told myself the story that my bank account was frozen because I'm a horrible loser and a bad person. Or I could tell myself that my bank account was frozen because the universe was finally confident in me that I was able to take care of myself finally and step up to bat, and that it was time for me to take another step in becoming a full grown-up human person making her way in the world. And another choice you have before you even take an action is the choice to ask better questions about yourself. And when I did the 4 on 40 event earlier this month with my friends Don, Lenora, and Suzanne, that was something Suzanne talked about. It's like the questions that you ask, you know, and the questions of what does this mean is a good one to ask yourself. But you can frame it in a way to where, oh, gosh, now I'm going to totally draw a blank, and I'm watching the clock tick down, and I know I have a couple minutes. But you want to frame your questions, not even open-ended. What does it mean? You can say, what kind of choice can I make in this moment to turn this into an empowering situation? And by asking that question, your brain is a really nifty little mechanism. It likes to ask questions. Any questions posed to it, it will answer. It will immediately go to work. Your subconscious will be like, yes, a question. And this is scientifically proven. This is not something I'm making up. This is why marketing is so affecting and advertising agencies get paid millions of dollars to make those very manipulative, moving commercials you see. And they ask you these very thoughtful questions because your brain literally goes to work answering it. And if you answer a question like that, your brain is going to be like, yes, how can we make this an empowering situation? And from there, you can take action and you create an empowering situation for yourself instead of just stepping in shit. The choice really is yours. Shit happens, yes, but how you deal with it is what defines who you are today in this moment, and it's ultimately what shapes your reality and your future. So get to know yourself, make better choices, and that is a productive, practical, realistic, hands-on way of practicing the law of attraction. And get 60 seconds, okay. It warns me. I know you guys can't hear that, but there's an automated voice in my ear doing a little countdown right now. So I will just send you off with a whole bunch of love. Thank you guys for leaving me very nice reviews in iTunes. That was so awesome of you, Kat and Riley, and to anyone else that I haven't seen yet. I really appreciate that. It helps get the show out there to more people. And much love to you all. See you next Tuesday. Peace.